been confirmed in at least 19 countries now, but not the U.S. President Biden says while the new COVID strain is a cause for concern, there is no reason to panic. Federal judge blocking a Biden COVID vaccine mandate, one that would have affected thousands of healthcare workers across 10 states. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 270 points, the NASDAQ 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an extended string of some really nice days ahead as November ends and December begins. How about a nice warming trend with sunshine today and a high temperature in the upper 60s? Clear, not as cold tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the warming trend really gets going as December begins with low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, more sunshine. Even Friday, we're still dry with a high temperature up to about 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart?
Let's go hear some Christmas music.
Oh, sweetheart, Daddy's really busy.
Do you hear the crying of a kid?
Christmas. It's a busy season, but some events are too inspiring to miss. Sunday, December 12th, Landmark Church presents the Hallelujah Christmas Tour, featuring Cloverton, whose version of Hallelujah has had millions of hits on YouTube. Hallelujah Christmas Tour December 12th is free with a live nativity and petting zoo at 5:30. Doors open at 6, concert 6:30.
Okay, sweetheart, we're going. We'll surprise Mama.
Probably not.
Huh?
Who do you think sent me in here?
I should have known.
Don't miss the Hallelujah Christmas Tour Sunday, December 12th at Landmark Church.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Folks, let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sorry I missed you yesterday. It was after taking 4 days off. I pay for it. I come back Monday and think, why do I do that? But then I got home and looked at all the Christmas lights I had to put up, and I remembered why I do that.
There you go.
Let me see what happened to me Saturday.
Okay.
So, okay, Angie loves Christmas. She loves the decorations. She loves the lights. She loves it all. I'm so much stumped.
Gotcha.
But I do it because I love my wife.
Right.
And so she's been after me for years to put lights on the roof. So this year we go to Home Depot, buy the stupid lights, get a kid down the street, pay him $100 to help me hang the lights, get them all the way around the house. We got maybe 2 feet to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it for 2 hours. And he's on the ladder because my knee's hurt and I can't climb the ladder. And I'm holding the ladder. And I don't know what happens, but it pops. And it goes like dominoes.
Oh, no.
All the lights hit the ground. Angie's walking out the door perfect timing. See all the lights coming down. Sees my face. Sees the poor kid on the ladder. And I said, y'all just got to leave. Everybody
just leave.
Go somewhere. I don't want to lose my religion in front of y'all. And I want to say what I'm thinking in front of y'all. If you leave for 5 minutes, I'll calm down and figure out what to do. So I climb out the window up to the roof, and when she comes back, I'm laying on my belly putting all the lights back on. Get them all up. They're done. And that night I said, Angie, you know I love by those stupid lights on the roof. That is my gleaming thing that I love Angie Bowles, because there's no other person in the world I would have done that for.
Well, Ray, don't forget, a few weeks from now, you're going to have to take them back down.
Oh, take them down won't be nothing. I just got to pop that one off.
Oh, yeah, it's like dominoes again.
Yeah, coming down won't be a problem.
Well, and this is why you usually work on the ground floor, right?
Yeah, that's why I only do the bushes.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't get on the ladder and get up in the air. I'm a carpet man. I'm a floor man. Right. I like the floor. I like the ground. I'm scared of gravity. Yeah, I'm up there laying over there looking like an idiot thinking I'm going to kill myself over stupid lights, and I'm going to get to the gold gates, and they're going to be like, we told you not to do it when they fell down. You just didn't listen to it. Oh, what a weekend. I'm so glad to be back at work.
I bet.
So, man. If y'all need a floor, I can promise you it won't go down like anything like that, because we stay on the ground for a reason.
Right.
I don't like looking up. I like looking down at the flooring. We're going to come into your house, move your furniture. We're not going to make you lose your religion and tell all your family they got to leave for 5 minutes.
Still the same number, 285-8117?
285-8117. And, Joey, if you have something you don't like, go by their house and just pull on one light. That'll get them.
Thank you for the advice.
That's what I told the kid. I said, kid, is there a teacher you don't like? Who are you mad at? You just figured out what you to them.
Well, Ray, thank you for that story. Good to hear, though, you're in one piece. And the business continues here into the month of December. Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Guys, y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Ray. Take care, buddy.
I love that guy.
I know.
More news and views when we come back. But first, a disclaimer, because we say a bunch of crap, including talking about Joe Biden crapping himself.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Shocking headline here, Eddie.
What's that?
Cyber Monday sales fall year over year for the first time ever.
I'm kind of shocked by that.
Huh.
But I think we've all learned our lesson now. Cyber Monday deals, Black Friday deals, you can get it just as good all year round. You can get the same prices a lot of times all year round.
True.
But I don't know if you noticed over the weekend, but you know, that's when all the shopping was going on. There were several mall shootings across the U.S. this weekend. Several shootings with people shopping. So I'm thinking that's going to drive more people to shop from home.
Sure. And so let's see. Cyber Monday online sales dropped 1.4% from last year to $10.7 billion. Falling for the first time ever. Now, it's not a massive increase. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have these built-in holidays that are meant to juice the economy.
Yes.
Like, Christmas is all about it.
Right.
Thanksgiving with the Black Friday and the Cyber
Halloween,
Monday.
For that matter.
Halloween's all about it. Labor Day is turned into that. Veterans Day is even turned into just a reason to barbecue. Valentine's Day is that way, I guess. Well, and even Montgomery, it's not, we, you know, have a bunch of celebrations and things around, what, Martin Luther King's birthday.
That's right.
And what, are we going to start doing that with Juneteenth as well?
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, well, just another excuse to go shopping and, you know,
cook
some food.
I like when they have the tax-free holidays myself.
I forgot to tell you and the audience, my brother sprung, he spent too much money on it, but he sprung for a Wagyu.
I saw that.
A Wagyu brisket. American Wagyu brisket. This thing was massive. I took pictures of
Holy
it
cow,
before we cooked it, and it was so good I forgot to take pictures of it after we cooked it because I had to start eating.
What, just an empty plate at that point?
Yeah, but here, I'll show Eddie, folks, and I'm not going to show the rest of you on social media because some things just don't need to be shared. But yeah,
how
here's...
big a one? Holy cow.
Yeah, dude, we had to carve so much Wagyu fat off that. And you can see all the fat in that.
Yes.
And then the intermuscular fat. Pinch that. Pinch zoom that. Like a Rittenhouse case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the most delicious...
Where do you get one that big, Joey?
Snake River Farms is where he bought it from. It was not cheap.
Huge. Oh, I imagine
I think his wife was upset with... How much did you spend on a brisket?
But Joey's coming.
Yeah, well, and it fed, like, 20 of us.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was incredible. Incredible. And what, in Decatur, Big Bob's Barbecue?
Yes.
He did the white barbecue sauce, I think, initially. Mm-hmm. So we got some of that and some spicy sauces. And, you know, any excuse. And he has this Traeger grill.
Yeah.
Which, I'm like, this is not fair. He's living, you make more money than me, bro. You've got all the, you've got the cool Traeger grill. You've got the Wagyu brisket. Like, I'm happy that I'm up here and... Right. Taking part in all of
now,
this.
Now, let me ask you this. Your brother, salesman, he did a lot of traveling?
Yeah. Oh, no, he works hard for
there you go. Okay,
for the money.
There's a trade-out.
And his wife's about to finish up her medical internship and have a residency, so there are going to be a lot of student debts they got to pay. So, you know, he's got to work really hard before
But it's
that
good
happens.
That he can enjoy things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
No, and you know, any excuse to get together with family, watch some good football, eat a bunch.
Does that stuff have tryptophan in it, by chance?
The brisket?
Yeah. I just saw another picture where you were sleeping very well.
No, that was from other substances.
Everyone else seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Yeah, just looking at this thing, I'm, yeah, we put it in at about midnight.
Like, how long did it take?
Smoke overnight, 6 hours, and you take it out, you wrap it in some butcher paper.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the bark on the outside stays hard. Oof. I'm just reliving that all of a sudden. But yeah, Cyber Monday down. And I think this is because of the price signals from all this inflation that we continue to see. The first time ever this has been tracked, you saw a decline in these sales. So far through November 1st through Cyber Monday, consumers in the United States have spent $109.8 billion online, which is up 11.9% year over year. So that's to your point, Eddie, is that I think people are just generally shopping online.
It's easier.
To where, a special day called Cyber Monday. It's like nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
We buy cyber all the time.
Exactly right.
So that's interesting. And then we have this breaking news.
About the sell-off?
Yeah, well, Dow drops 500 points to session low after Jay Powell, good old Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, mentioned speeding up taper even amid Omicron threat. What threat? Seriously, what threat?
Good question, Joey.
Are we still doing this? Can we just call this the midterm election variant? The ballot harvesting mail out ballot variant? The I'm so scared for my life, I'm not going to live my life variant? It's absurd. Seriously.
I wonder, I just seen a story here with Microsoft CEO. He sold more than $285 million worth of stock, almost half his stock in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, here, let's read the report. Stocks tumbled today, Tuesday, reversing Monday's rebound on Wall Street as investors reassess risks associated with the new Omicron COVID variant. No, they're reassessing what governments around the world are about to do in response to this crap. It's really, they've been doing this for a year. It's because of the virus. No, you had choices. And there are all sorts of different approaches to responding to this virus and this pandemic.
And what state in the United States has had the
lowest per capita cases right now?
Yeah.
Florida.
But, Joey, they don't have lockdowns. They're not enforcing mask mandates. They're doing exactly opposite of what our government is telling us to do.
Yeah, just like Sweden.
Yeah.
And you see, you told me about the prime minister.
Yeah.
First ever female prime minister of Sweden?
Yep.
She resigned in, what, 2 hours?
If even that, yeah. They're like, oh, she's like, basically, you're not going to fund my government?
Like, after I heard her explanation, I want to marry that woman.
Okay, all right, see you later.
Maybe I can get dual citizenship out
of it. And she honestly said, all right, we'll try again in a couple days.
I like the Scandinavians now. Well, they've got something, a seriousness to them.
I like the fact that she, and I'd like this in any politician, where they don't play games. Here's what we need to do. You don't want to do it? Okay. I'll continue to let you drown.
Right.
I'll throw you a rope in a few minutes when you ask me to.
But Sweden took a different approach. It was slightly different, say, from Norway or Denmark. But they all kind of talked to their population in a very straightforward, trustworthy way for the most part. Here's DeSantis again reiterating. We're looking on our screens now saying lockdowns are not going to happen in Florida. You've seen all sorts of different approaches. For instance, in Iceland. Iceland got the vast majority of their population vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did we hear for a few months? It's because of you stupid yokels and rednecks, you folks in the hookworm and incest belt of the country we call the South.
That's me.
That was the tone bandied about by the corporate press.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of you Southerners that COVID's going to sweep across the nation again. Well, especially Florida, but the South has low periods, and now the rest of the country is blowing up. And it's almost like, as DeSantis mentioned and others have mentioned, that it's seasonal.
Right.
It's endemic, and that you need to prepare with the best therapeutics you have. You don't need to be putting on and imposing mandates that lower your workforce, especially in hospitals.
Right.
You need to be ready to face this thing clear-eyed instead of running scared.
That's something I don't get with Fauci. With Fauci with AIDS, when you look back at his record, all he did was run scared. That's all he did and was proven wrong time and time and time again. Now we're listening to this guy again?
Have you heard of the White Coat Waste Project?
I have not.
They've in particular been going hard against Fauci, but all medical experimentation that they consider unethical. And, you know, I'm not some, like, PETA person by any means. Like, I was just talking about eating that brisket. Like, it's good, and I'll eat that brisket again. But they have documented and detailed what Fauci was doing to dogs, what Fauci was doing to chimpanzees. Like, he had these projects experimenting on chimps. Like, ultra pain experiments. Like, how much pain can we put an animal through? Well, just give us some more time. We'll come up with a vaccine for AIDS. Experimenting on these animals, and nothing's come of it.
Right.
Yet this man speaks for science. That's when you sanctify authority and you make excuses for the powerful that everything will go to hell. Your morals, your sense of community, your science. We worship at the altar of power instead of fearing God. We worship at the altar of demagogues instead of actually looking out for community. Again, if you want to get to know your community, get to know your neighbor, invite them over to dinner. You'll change the world much more. These TV screens, these cell phones, smartphone screens are not windows to the world. They are filters of manufactured information. And this is exactly how you end up with the Omicron. And again, the economy. Yeah, I know. The economy going back into the tank. But the tapering will not slow down for the Federal Reserve. They're going to continue to slow down with how many bonds they're buying.
Ooh.
And so the market's freaking out. This is not a sign of a healthy economy. Mark my words, we are in for a bust, a big kaboom that will make 08 look like child's play. With the rest of everything going on in this society, in this world, that's why I keep saying prepare. Get your house in order. 272-9228. Let's go to Wookie. Hey, Wookie.
Hey, buddy. Y'all are doing great this morning. I got two things. The first one is COVID is nothing really to be scared of. I'm 69 years old. I've got comorbidities, as they want to call them, and I survived it with no problem. It affects everybody differently. To me, it was no worse than a normal flu. And there's nothing to be scared of, but we're living in fear because of all of the media and the hype and the Fauci's and everybody like that. It's just killing us.
Well, man. And so just to backtrack, you got it.
Yeah.
And you survived it.
Yeah, and I'm 69 years old, man.
Right, and you know, there's something that the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said early on in this thing, like a month or two into the pandemic. He said, you know, there are worse things than death or facing that prospect, and I do not want to shut down my society or ruin the future for my children or grandchildren by wanting to selfishly hold on as much as I can personally. And I thought it was a sort of statement, I think, based and grounded in beliefs that too few people hold these days, in particular courage and honor.
Yeah, I agree. The second thing I want to talk about is I have family and friends who are liberal, and they voted for Biden just so that they could get, you know, the mean yellow man out of office so they wouldn't have to put up with any more mean tweets and this, that, and the other. And, you know, they were very, very vocal about how bad he was and how great that Biden was going to be. But now that Biden's in office, they've not changed anything. The only thing they've changed is now they're embarrassed to post anything about Biden because he's such a buffoon. But they still won't to blame everybody else. And that is the mindset of a true liberal, is to blame everybody who doesn't agree with them. And it just, I mean, it hurts when it's your own family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and I've got a family member who is in the press, in the newspaper business, who's very much on the left. And, you know, I love him all the same, but we just disagree on a lot of stuff. Now, he's been in this around where I can reasonably talk to him. It's fine. But I've noticed there are a lot of folks who want to play this game. And I think it's largely a distraction. If we're going to put blame, we need to start putting it on these institutions that have been around no matter who's president and who keeps screwing things up. When Biden's president, they use Biden as a puppet. With Trump's president, they do everything they can to undermine Trump. These institutions.
Yeah. Listen, you guys doing a great job. I know I don't call in a whole lot, but you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Wookie. I really appreciate that.
All right. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great one, man.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228. Oh, look, we didn't... Red Top dropped off again.
Probably got a business call.
Oh, that's...
You know, he's a painter. And right now, believe you me, painters are in high demand. They really are.
Yeah.
Holidays coming up. You got family coming to town. You need a painter, man.
No, I get it. I get it.
What I did.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, or maybe have that rental property managed, Bo Goodson can help you because he's put together a great team there at the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson really has a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market. Because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40-plus years. 4-plus decades. That means he's seen it all. He's seen the good. He's seen the bad, how things can go wrong. He's seen how it can get ugly sometimes. But you can learn from all of that. And so he has learned from a lot of that. He's put together a great team there at the Goodson Group. Again, they can help you buy a home, sell your home, or even have that rental property managed. And then that experience, that 4-decades-plus experience, really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama because of that experience. And also because it's an interactive course. Meets every Thursday night for a reasonable fee. And he's teaching you. Bo Goodson is teaching you to find success. He's not teaching you to the test. He's teaching you to find success after you get your real estate license. And this way, even if you're not going for your real estate license, taking some test, you can still be a more knowledgeable player in the River Region real estate market and just sort of freelance it. So check him out today. You can check out thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give him a call at 551-0225. Again, that number for the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon. We come back right after this.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses, we've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream. And if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Brian HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Brian product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Brian dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That sound means it's time for another space update for you nerds. And honestly, it's kind of sad space news today. As I go to space.com and look at the top headlines, well, the Hubble telescope restores third instrument in slow return to operations. That's not bad.
Nothing bad.
Yeah, but NASA postpones spacewalk at space station due to space debris warning. It's not clear what space debris posed the threat to two NASA astronauts.
Dude, imagine if you're outside the space shuttle and a wrench come flying by.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Right. You can dodge a ball, but you can't dodge a wrench.
And can SpaceX's Starlink sue Russia for anti-satellite missile test space debris fallout? Well, I suspect they could try, but I doubt the Ruskies really want to play ball there. And plus, how much is a ruble worth anyway?
Not a whole lot, I don't think.
Now, if I sued the Russians, I'd be like, pay me in gold!
Yes.
Yeah. But then we have some more news when it comes to SpaceX.
All right.
Elon Musk is angry with the lack of progress SpaceX has made in developing the Raptor engines that power its Starship rocket. Musk described a dire situation the day after Thanksgiving in a company-wide email. The Raptor production crisis is much worse than it seemed a few weeks ago, Musk wrote. We face genuine risk of bankruptcy if we cannot achieve a Starship flight rate of at least once every 2 weeks next year.
Wow. That's some pressure.
Starship is the massive next-generation rocket SpaceX is developing to launch cargo and people on missions to the moon and Mars. The company is testing prototypes at a facility in southern Texas and has flown multiple short test flights. But to move to orbital launches, the rocket prototypes will need as many as 39 Raptor engines each, necessitating a sharp ramp in engine production. And it's actually something I watched Elon Musk talk about at length. He said designing the rockets, like drawing it out on paper, designing these engines is not the tough part.
Right.
I mean, the Ruskies have been doing it for a while. The things, Russia was really not as big of a threat as everybody thought with the Soviet Union. Like, they just were kind of going to shambles a lot sooner than people thought. But one thing they were very good at, and Russians still are to this day, is things like aerospace engineering, yep. Rocket engineering. And so they were on the cutting edge. So Russians, Americans, the Germans, the Americans, they've been good at designing rockets for a while. The problem is not designing them. The problem is mass manufacturing at cost That is a very difficult task.
Heck yeah.
And it's not as sexy as designing a rocket. It's a very technical, difficult issue. But Musk emailed the SpaceX employees provides more context to the significance of the departure of former Vice President of Propulsion, Will Heltzley, this earlier this month. Heltzley had been taken off Raptor development before he left, with Musk noting in his email that the company's leadership has been digging into the program's problems since then and discovering the circumstances to be far more severe than Elon Musk previously thought. Well, we'll see if they can solve this problem.
I got faith they can.
Yeah. If anybody can, Musk could probably pull it off. Exactly. But it's not exactly easy. This is literally rocket science. Let's go to Eric the Dog.
Hola.
How you doing?
You know, aside from some personal issues, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. Well, hope everything gets better in your world.
It will. Probably about another 3 days, I'll be good.
Good.
I forgot what I was talking about. I love to hear Ray Bowles tell those stories he does. I bet that dude is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, likewise.
He's known for the town of Prattville as, well, he's also a carpet salesman, but he's got a twin brother, and I think they used to run the town pretty good, say the least.
I know his brother used to be a cop, maybe a pretty high-ranked cop or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny to hear him tell those stories, but Ray, if you're listening, keep bringing them. I love them.
How's things in Juneau for you there, buddy?
Man, it probably snowed about 6 inches yesterday. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen so much snow. And then these people out here drive like they drive in Atlanta. It scares me, quite frankly.
Yes, that's how where I learned to drive, and it's a very efficient way of getting around. You're going to do a little drifting in the snow and the ice, but you got to deal with that. But the best part is, Eric, you can run red lights all day long. You just don't slow down, and then at the last second, you slam on your brakes, and you'll slide right through the red light, and most cops will let it go.
The guy I'm up here with is he's from Hawaii, and he was driving. He's like, the brakes don't work. So I got in the car, and I was driving. I stepped on the brakes, and we were sliding. I was like, oh, they work fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to pre-brake out here, I guess.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah. Now, have you seen any more bears running through town?
I have not seen any bears. I think this last week has probably put them down, and this week it's snowed every day, and it's still calling for more.
And you meant snow. Like the animal, Eddie, like the...
Oh, yeah. In the town of Juneau, it's not uncommon to see, like we see deer here, it's not uncommon to see a black bear there.
Oh, okay.
Just right through the middle of downtown. Hey, what you guys doing? Yeah.
Anyway, is this why you called, Eric, talk about bears?
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about, well, you know what, Joey? Fine. I wasn't going to do it, but you baited it out of me.
Yep.
One thing I've learned listening to this show and dealing with my personal issue is the more laws people make, I think we just need to send all the legislators home. And I think they need to pass a law that the only thing that they can do is pass a budget and then go home.
You don't want them...
Leave me alone.
You don't want them enacting any more laws?
I want them appealing more.
Single right. More.
Yeah, right. No, let's just start pulling them off the books. Let's have some fun with it.
Now, that'd be all right.
Yeah. Let's do away with a bunch of laws. Let's get rid of some of the, like, pain management. Let's get the federal government out of my doctor care.
Mm.
Let's get those guys that can basically... Oh, I forgot. You can do drugs while you're in Congress because right. There's no drug testing.
That's right.
Well, and new opioids, by the way, four times more powerful than fentanyl. New opioids found in D.C. So, you know, as they control more of the legal market, as people go into the black market, be careful. You ended up dead, folks. That's insane.
That is insane.
I'll tell you the insane part is... We do things like outlaw. I don't care how you feel about marijuana. I genuinely don't. If it's not for you, then there's this thing where you don't do it.
Right.
Just like people who don't like alcohol, they don't drink alcohol.
Right.
I'm really, really over these bureaucrats and these politicians trying to decide what's best for me and my health care. I'm over it.
Well, and it's frustrating because I know their influence is from a pocketbook perspective. Not from my genuine care perspective.
Well, and even if it was from genuine care, I don't know if it'd be a good thing. No, I've noticed this is all the rage, that it's all about your health. And I'm not just talking about the medicine you put in your body or what you talk about with your doctor. We need the new Twitter CEO.
Oh,
we need
right.
a healthy discourse online.
Ooh, boy.
It's all about healthy thoughts and healthy ideas and healthy jobs and healthy practices and the drugs you put in your body and yada, 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 yada. It's all about your health.
Right.
Screw your freedom.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And I hate it, Eric, because you're caught up in the middle of it.
It is.
Dude, there's lots of people. I mean, I travel, so apparently there's some state law where if you don't show your face in the doctor's office, they can't do your prescriptions.
Mm.
Well, guess what?
Sorry, man.
I can't make it back to Alabama probably until next year.
Right.
So, and you know what their big concern was? I was like, all right, so what about withdrawals? I'm like, well, I don't know. We can't really prescribe you anything.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. If I was there and they said that to me, I'd probably end up with a little bit of a rap sheet.
Well, that's why they'll give you that kind of information over the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reading between the lines now, Eric. I'm so sorry, man.
It's all right. It's all right. I mean, I'm just, this right here is a prime example of why I feel the way I do about the government. Just one of many. But you want something to touch you personal? Take your physical health and have some bureaucrat who's never met you, has no idea what your daily life is like or what you're doing to try to do what you have to do for your family, and these jackasses want to tell me how to live my life and what I have to do to get through it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I got you.
Hey, love you guys. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and I'm going to keep listening.
All right, brother.
Adios.
You too, brother. Later. Well, that's
I meant to tell you a story yesterday, if we got time before break, Joey.
Yeah.
So, you know, Alabama beat Auburn. So my wife's an Alabama fan, and we always give her so much grief. So yesterday I went to one of the locally owned sports memorabilia places, I guess you'd call it, and I went to buy an Alabama, you know, beat Auburn t-shirt. And they usually have them outside the store. They're in a strip mall. They usually have them outside the store. And when I went in, they only had a couple. So I was speaking with a woman in there, and she said, well, yeah, yesterday we had two racks outside. Also yesterday, some folks decided to pull up and steal our two racks of clothing right off the sidewalk, right in broad daylight. And so I sat there while she told me the story, and basically it was a team of individuals. They sent some people into the store to distract the employees while they pulled up in a stolen vehicle with stolen tags, swiped the items, threw them in the SUV they were in, and drove off. So customers and as well as the employees took pictures. Like, hey, we got pictures of the tag. We got them. Well, the tag's stolen. Car stolen.
Right.
So, you know, we hear about those lootings in big cities.
Sure.
I didn't hear about this one on the news. I heard it from the person it happened to.
Well, I wouldn't describe that as looting. I'd describe it as a very organized sting operation or heist, essentially.
Yeah, and that's, you see that happening. Like, they had one this weekend at a Home Depot where 80-something people came in with specific reasons to steal.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's a heist.
But that killed me to see that here locally.
Yeah. You know, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, it's the business owner, they can't afford that kind of hit.
No. No, and I'm getting a little tired of it. It's just property.
No.
People don't understand what property is as we understand it today. It's like all those hours of work to save up, to take a risk, to invest, to extend yourself and expose yourself to sort of debt loads, all sorts of stuff. If, say, when it's a business like that and you steal from somebody, you destroy their life that they've built. And when you destroy a life somebody's built, what happens to their family? What happens to their friends? What happens to them? And if you live your life by ill-gotten gain, something you're stolen, what happens to you and your soul? It's just property. Yeah. You know, I can get down with the latest Stoic things, live a Spartan, austere lifestyle, and the things you have, you can't take them with you. I get that. The things we create, sometimes it's more important. It's that business owner, it's about more than the things.
Right.
It's about a business. It's about something that's productive and provides to the community. And being productive is a virtue. Creating wealth and opportunity for yourself and others is a virtue. what builds community in the first place. Yet somehow that's considered dog-eat-dog, the world of business. Yeah, whatever. Well, I hate to hear that, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean...
Are the police going to get this tough back?
That stuff's already sold. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Guarantee it.
Why do we pay them? 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an extended string of some really nice days ahead as November ends and December begins. How about a nice warming trend with sunshine today and a high temperature in the upper 60s? Clear, not as cold tonight, overnight low 41. Tomorrow and Wednesday, the warming trend really gets going as December begins with low 70s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday, more sunshine. Even Friday, we're still dry with a high temperature up to about 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. And if you could lean into your speakers, I have a new rumor that's going around that Mayor Stephen Reed,
mm-hmm.
You know, he said all politics is national last time he was here. He's got a new sugar daddy, but he's not alone. So does Mayor Woodfin.
Oh.
Mayor, what, Tommy Battle? Mm. What is that, Huntsville? Or is that, who's Mobile's mayor?
That's Battle, I think.
That's Battle?
I thought that was
I get my mayors confused. Anyway.
I know Mayor Al Kelly. He's my fave.
Or Keisha Lance Bottom?
Yes.
Atlanta, right?
Atlanta, yep.
Right. Ooh, but even like one of my favorite mayors in all of America, the mayor of Knox County, Glenn Jacobs, you know, Kane from the WWE.
Yeah.
All these mayors, they're now competing for the affections, more the money of a new sugar daddy. The one, the only, Pete Buttigieg.
Gosh.
See, this is how government works. When all politics becomes national, when you elect a local mayor, whether you're in Knox County or Atlanta, Georgia, or Montgomery, Alabama.
Ooh.
When all politics becomes about the federal government, well, this is the sort of thing that happens. This is a write up in this rag. And I say that advisedly because it is a rag. McClatchy. They write, with hundreds of billions of dollars in federal grants up for grabs under the infrastructure law President Joe Biden signed this month, mayors from Sacramento to Miami-Dade are anxiously seeking FaceTime with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, a former mayor himself who could greenlight their pet projects. Save us, Mayor Pete, Secretary Pete, you're our only hope. The competition started months before the infrastructure bill even passed, but now it's kicked into high gear, with city leaders crafting ambitious plans in hopes of securing a windfall of federal funds. I think you have a bit of a scramble right now among mayors and leaders around metro areas around the country to make sure that not just our priorities, but our faces are in front of folks, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas told McClatchy. Lucas, a Biden ally, was among the 50 mayors at the White House when the president signed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill into law, marking his second trip to Washington in 2 weeks. Don't you remember? Two of the mayors among the 50 were Mayor Reed and Mayor Woodfin.
Yeah.
Days before the House passed the legislation, Lucas met with senior officials at the Transportation Department, pitching them on Kansas City's priorities. Lucas said some constituents have complained about the frequency of his trips to Washington, but he argued the in-person interactions are essential for presenting the city's agenda. Yep.
We need some money, and Pete Buttigieg is the guy we need a signature for.
Mm-hmm.
We can pull a fast one on him. He's an idiot. Bring him down here. We can run a scam. Oh, we can get as much money as we want.
Eddie, he's a Rhodes Scholar.
He's a fool.
He went to Oxford.
I don't care where he went. He's an idiot.
Bring him down here. Not everybody you disagree with is dumb, big boy.
I don't disagree with him. He's just an idiot. I mean, it's got nothing to do with me disagreeing with him. He's just an idiot. You've seen this idiot in action. You've seen his policies. I like trains. Come on.
Yeah. Well, in these hundreds of billions of dollars up for spending in this new plan, a lot of that is going to new grant programs.
Like Whitewater Parks?
No, that was already that we did that on our own.
We're going to need some money to shovel in that pit. So,
and also increases for existing grant programs, which present a unique opportunity for local governments to pay for significant projects if they're able to persuade Buttigieg's department to fund them.
Can't be hard.
So come kiss the ring.
That's right. Come kiss the ring of the man.
Everything can be yours. Buttigieg, who served as mayor of South Bend, Indiana from 2012 to 2020, alluded to the opportunities for local officials last week at an event with Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. He's got all the mayors around him. The job of mayor, I continue to agree, is the most important and difficult and demanding in government. It's only gotten more so since I left my time as mayor. Although I will say it would have been nice when I was mayor to have this big of an infrastructure fund coming my way. It's good to be the king.
Bring him down here. We'll shake him down.
Yeah, great.
I'll take him over a few bridges. Say, hey, can you give us some money for these bridges?
You know, and by the way, next week there will be another town hall for Ed Grimes.
Excellent, Joey.
I'll be emceeing the event as well. That requires emceeing. It's more me standing up.
I think you did very well last time.
Well, it's more me standing up in front of everybody and asking the questions everybody wrote down. It doesn't take much work on my part, but I appreciate everybody showing up. And I'd like folks to show up next week.
Did anybody throw any old fruit at you?
No, it went well.
All right, then, Joey.
It went well for the most part. It's just I'm hard on myself, Eddie. I don't think highly of myself.
Well, there's reason to be that way.
But it was a bit shocking at the last town hall how much money is tied up with federal funds and grants.
Oh, yeah.
That nothing is truly local anymore. We're all just little administrative entities to the big central power in Washington, D.C. Sounds like freedom to me. But this town hall is going to be next Thursday, December the 9th, at 6 p.m., I believe, in room 101 at the Harris Building at Faulkner University. It was a great turnout last time. Not only was Ed Grimes there, C.C. Calhoun, Aronde Mitchell were there. A lot of department heads and from fire and police and sanitation to city planning to the budgeting. Everybody pretty much you could think of could answer a question.
What was the number one question asked to you, Joey?
The one that got the most response from the crowd assembled, mm-hmm. where they literally cheered and started clapping, was, what are we going to do about panhandling in this city?
$20 says that comes up again.
I think it will. We'll have to press the city council members.
They're getting aggressive.
And
again.
I'd still like these gentlemen to, or ladies to hang out on the show. Maybe we could do a radio town hall, but.
Well, you should invite them.
Yeah, no, I've been busy. It hasn't come to pass yet.
You need a manager.
Plus, they're just, administrators for federal funds at this point.
That means those are people with their hands in the pockets, Joey. They can dish out some money. You should get to know those people very well.
Just play the game.
Why not?
Yeah,
I mean, you're miserable not playing it, right?
No, I'm pretty good, actually.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're not that frustrated level yet where you just like screw it all?
No, it's just frustrating what this nation has become.
Do you see it changing?
Actually, yes.
Good. Good.
Yeah, the money tree is going to dry up before too long. Oh. You remember how I said that we're going to hit a big bust, a big kaboom, like that makes 08 look like child's play?
As an entrepreneur, you make me
careful
nervous.
In making all these plans based on federal money flowing to your city, whether you're your mayor here or anywhere else in this great nation of ours. I don't think that is a long-term strategy for success. Maybe I'm wrong. Could be. But I tend to have learned to trust my gut. On these things. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hey y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites. From seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier.